You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday.
I got juice.
To all of you, nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne, and he has juice this morning, he says.
I was wondering, what if the whole gimme some juice things was like him specifically talking to Juice Scruggs, and we've been misusing it all along? Now we can take it and use it. Like, I don't even know what Shannon Sharp was saying, oh, yeah, about there when we
that was during the Johnny Manziel interview. Remember?
Oh, that's right. He was all excited about it.
Johnny's telling some story about how he's, I don't know, snorting blow off a hooker's stomach or something like that. And Shannon Sharp's like, oh, yeah.
And basically blaming it all on Brian Hoyer.
Right.
I'm joking there, everybody that hasn't seen it. But it was one of the most curious things about the Johnny Manziel documentary was him accepting responsibility for everything except Brian Hoyer being mean to him.
Yep. That was wild, man. That was wild.
Which we're not even sure actually happened.
That was wild. So how you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm freaking good, man.
Yeah?
I'm in that sweet spot after the draft where I've watched enough highlights and lowlights of various prospects, but also, various draft picks, and feeling like every single one of them will probably conservatively be all pro every single year.
That's good. So you're in a place. Yeah. So you're at that end of the spectrum. I feel like most Texan fans are. The general consensus I get is they're okay with it. You know, they're okay with it. And I know you're exaggerating, but I don't see anybody who's other than Ocho who just. I'm looking here. He must have been texting the fellas last night during Area 45. Great show, guys. I'll eventually learn to tolerate the Texans' dumbass draft decisions, but it'll take some time. So Ocho's a little bit salty about it. I guess the one thing, and I'm using Ocho here, I guess, as a representative of a faction of fans. The one thing that I have seen, and I saw it quite a bit, more so after day two than I did after the entirety of the draft, because that's where all the receivers that everybody wanted went, was in late day one and early day two. And there was a lot of, they didn't go and get a wide receiver for CJ, to which I say, they did. His name is Stephon Diggs, and they used the second round pick they got for moving back into this year's second round.
Rick Spielman, the former GM, now he's on CBSSports.com. The analogy he used was the Texans paid for a really fancy meal in free agency, which would include the trades, Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon. And this draft ended up being all of the things that kind of complement that really good meal. Mm-hmm. It's the salad, it's the bread. Mm. I guess the wine would have been part of the expensive meal.
Yeah.
But it's the salad, it's the bread, it's the nice personality of your server.
Right.
And I think that makes sense. I think that was very much, and this is what happens when you don't have a first round pick. Now, the one question mark or reservation or just overall question about this draft is, okay, do we grade a move that happened a month before the draft, the Texans trading out of the first round, do we use that to also grade the draft? Because if you do, then I say, all right, man, I think they may have miscalculated how hard it was going to be to trade back up into the first round.
Yes.
This is a year where the back half of the draft was not thought highly of at all, and it got really expensive to trade back up. And we know that the Texans were, I had reservations about using the word trying to get back up in the first round. You know, I thought maybe they were just looking for value, but it sounded from Casario's comments like they were trying to get up there to draft like either a defensive tackle or perhaps a defensive back. So that was the misstep. But if you start your grade on Thursday, yeah, in the picks that they used, I feel good and solid about all these guys. I think most of the objective draft observers have given the Texans anywhere from like an A minus to a B, and like I can live with that.
I do look at the Diggs trade as part of the draft. I mean, they used
F.
They used. No, I mean, it enhances the grade. I mean, it's because it was a direct correlation. I mean, you move back from 23 to 42, you get an extra pick, and you use that on Diggs. Like that to me is deploying your draft capital. That's what the draft is about.
Well, in that case, you needed Diggs because you traded away DeAndre Hopkins. So again, F.
Okay, okay? Gotcha. Yeah.
We're taking it all the way back to the DeAndre Hopkins.
We are. We're taking it with pre-Casario,
yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
I do think this too, I want to ask Nick this tomorrow. We're going to have Nick Casario's on with us at 7:30 tomorrow here on Payne and Pendergast. I do wonder if when you get to be a better football team, especially one that of late has gotten a real good reputation for the maneuvers you've made in the draft, and how cagey you've gotten at doing that. And I wonder if Nick would probably have a unique perspective on this, having been in the war room for New England all those years and actually like dynasty good football team. Does it get harder to maneuver during the draft when you're a good football team, or teams more hesitant to do deals with you when you're good, you know,
Belichick status, my old rule of don't trade with Belichick just because, you know, Belichick, especially if you're a former protege of Belichick, just don't trade with Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, that's an extreme example, but just in general, you know, like does it become harder to do the deal, especially when there's 7 minutes to think about it during the second round? Do teams just be like, it's Casario? Nope, we're just going to roll and pick.
I think a lot of Casario's moves that, like, probably the best ones are ones of restraint. But he's shown, like, obviously with the Will Anderson trade, that was aggressive. That was a really aggressive move. And he, you know, according to market value, et cetera, he overpaid to get up to Will Anderson. So I think that was one of those classic deals where it made sense for both sides and parties. It made sense for the Texans ultimately because Will Anderson was the defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of like Daryl Morey. I think people are very willing. People are willing to trade with him because he's always available for business.
Yeah,
he's always open.
Yeah.
He's not the store that you show up to.
No.
I won't name the big box retailer where I prefer to buy my electronics, where there's routinely 10 people standing outside at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Waiting to get in. You're like, no, Casario would be there 10 minutes early with a smile on his face. Like, sure, sure.
The even more frustrating one isn't the one that it's open. They open like 10 minutes late. It's the establishment that you're not sure what days they're open and what time. I'm not going to name names, but there's a wine.
Talking about your drug dealer?
No. He's there. He's on call 24/7. There's a wine bar within, I'll say, a 3-mile radius of the building Amy and I live in, just to overgeneralize because I don't want to throw them under the bus. But Amy and I like going there. But half the time we pull into the parking lot and it'll be like 3:00 on a Saturday. And it's not open. You know, like
it
just
sounds like a front for something else.
No. It's a legitimate business and there's multiple of them around town. Maybe this one's a front and the other ones are legit, but it's like, I could really use a glass of wine right now. Now, fortunately, there's several other places I've found out that I could get a glass of wine at. So that was good.
Yeah.
Nick is always open for business.
Yeah, there are places in Houston to get a glass
get
of wine.
Get wine. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you happen to see, not to take this on a dark turn, did you see the video, the Tank Dell video,
incident? Yeah.
That was a tough look yesterday.
Everything kind of came out piecemeal, and you learned from the press conference there in Sanford, Florida, which for those of you who don't know, like it's northeast of Orlando. It's not Orlando proper, or even like where you consider, like, it wasn't like he was out at a nightclub or anything. This was it's called Cabana Live.
It was a private party.
Private party place. So yeah. I don't know what the private party was, but like that's where he was. They've got a pool and everything. And it looked like Tank Dell. So there were two people shooting at each other.
Yeah.
And at one point, it looked like Tank Dell was trying to break up a fight.
Yeah.
And ended up getting caught in the crossfire.
Got caught in the crossfire. And it's a disturbing video. It really is. If the person they picked out to be Tank Dell is if they're correct in who it is in the video, it's a tough watch. But Here was Ocho. Let's go to Ocho Cinco, Ben. Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp on their podcast. Chad Ocho Cinco has been in touch with Tank Dell. He said he texted him after the incident over the weekend and gave him some advice.
Altercation, but was simply caught in the crossfire. Remember,
I shot him.
Ain't got no name on it.
Yeah, he showed. No, I shot him a text message. I shot him a text message too, man. Tell him, you're my prayers, man. You're my prayers. And after that, he responded back and said, everything is good. I'm good. I appreciate you. And I just told him, you got to move a little different, baby. You got to move a little different. I understand it's the off season. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to go out and have fun with your friends and your homeboys, but you got to move differently. You just have to. You have to. And the people that you surround yourself with should understand that you have to move differently. You shouldn't be at places anyway, but one where they can carry.
Yeah, that's it's a weird situation because you know 10 people get shot, but none of them seriously, other than one that was held a little bit longer.
Right.
And I thought maybe at first, because you know the initial reports that it was one 16-year-old that shot 10 people, and I'm just wondering, like, does this kid have like a 22 or something? Like,
right. Like
how did nobody get seriously injured? It was a 9mm and a 45.
Yeah,
like it was, and they were shooting at each other.
At each other, yeah.
So the fact that I think the police chief in Sanford said they are treating like Tank Dell is a victim in this instance, and yet, like, without blaming the victim and without knowing all the circumstances, just as a general rule, yeah, like you gotta police the people you hang out with, even like as you're going out at night or whatever. And I have no idea exactly what the scenario was, but yeah, you just have to move differently. Like you gotta understand that there's always, like when in a group of people and you're an NFL player, there's always gonna be somebody that looks at you as an opportunity,
mm-hmm.
you know? Either for whatever reason, and or it looks or gets agitated by your presence. And I mm-hmm. again, I have zero idea whether Tank was. I know Tank was. If Tank was trying to break up the fight, like that's awesome yeah. that he's got that in him, that he was trying to be a peacekeeper. But you can't put yourself in the position where you have to be the peacekeeper, or at least as much as possible, you have to really be conscious of not putting yourselves in position where there might need to be a peacekeeper.
Yeah,
at all.
You just got to chop down the percentage of places you can go to, man. I mean, it's just it's a sad fact, you know.
Well, and I'll tell you another thing too. Like, look, dude. You're a star now. Like you can't be the peacekeeper.
You got to get out.
Like you got it. Yeah, you got to jet, man. Yep. Like honestly, yep. like if there's one thing you learn maybe some of this is an offshoot too of Tank having gone to not a monstrous university.
Sure.
Where it's kind of new to him to be an actual celebrity.
Yeah.
Like that's what the people around you, you need to have the people around you who are the ones who take care of business and get you the hell out of there.
That's right.
My brother with me the first couple of years, and there are two times that I was in a bar just, you know, like not super late at night or anything, where there were any issues at all. Like, my brother was like a secret serviceman.
Well, and he can
like
handle just, your brother can handle his business too.
Right. Yeah. He was a world-class, wrestler.
Yeah.
At the time, amateur, not pro wrestler.
Right.
So he got me and my friends the hell out of there.
The best.
One time he wasn't perfect though. No. There was one time he got us the hell out of there, and then walked back into the bar and cold cocked somebody.
There you
He got then he ran got back you up out to of the there. Car. His knuckles were all bloody, and we got out of there. Yeah.
That's great.
So he wasn't perfect. That wasn't the like. I'm no saint here. I'm not telling Tank that he's a bum or anything.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Hey, let's go back through the draft class with the Texans. I was thinking yesterday. I like thinking of things in best case and worst case scenarios. What's the best case and worst case for the 2024 rookies for the Texans? That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.